your time and running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do it. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm Irene Cook, your host, and today I'm actually going to talk about something different. I'm going to talk about taking a break from your regimen, taking a break from your diet, taking a vacation from the normal routine that you're on when you are looking to pursue that lifestyle that will help you become a healthier person and lead you to wellness. As you know, this is something that is a lifelong task. It's something that does not happen overnight. And if there's anything that I've learned from coaching thousands of clients over the last few decades, is that it is very important that we take breaks from anything that we truly love in order for us to sustain the passion that it takes for us to endure the sustainability of it. Truly, if you think about anything and everything that you enjoy, taking a small, limited, controlled break from it is only going to empower you to keep going on. And really, with dieting, it's no different. Think of it as one step back in order to make bigger steps forward, if at all possible. It's like taking a retreat in battle to regroup and then being able to attack that enemy with all of your might because you have the momentum. And in this case, it would be vanquishing the enemy, which would be your body fat. To be successful with a diet, you not only need to know when to make these diet adjustments, but you also need to know when to take these diet breaks. So instead of calling it a diet break, I'm actually going to call it a diet vacation. Because oftentimes when we take a break might lead to a permanent break. A break might lead to a time in which you don't know when you are returning. However, a vacation usually has a start date and an end date. A vacation tends to revive you. It tends to rejuvenate you. It tends to create that process in which will remotivate you. And in this case, this diet vacation is a planned out period where we are going into this with a plan. And we're doing this to loosen the restrictions and the mechanics that are involved in a regimen, such as a diet. And these are things that we place upon ourselves when we are pursuing this change of our lifestyles. Now, again, I want to make it very clear. There's a difference between taking this vacation, this break, when it's planned and doing it unplanned. Because when we do it unplanned, then technically it's not a break. Americans, people, individuals, we do these unplanned breaks all the time. And that's actually called failure. It's failure to complete your mission. It's called getting frustrated. It's calling abandoning the mission. So this is a different setup. You are planning on taking a short, planned out trip that is going to create a immense motivation for you to return. And as you're doing this, you are truly looking at this as an opportunity to regain that sustainability and motivation. So before I start this, I want you to all take a minute and think about the most motivating time of any program that involves weight loss. The most motivating time in any program is usually the very start. when we join a program, when we start a diet, our motivation to succeed is usually at its height at the very beginning. And the reason for that is because we are going into it with this clear mindset. We are going into it without this established routine that we have followed for months and months and months on end. Anything is going to get old, and dieting is going to be no different. So to help break up the monotony of a diet and make the adherence easier, when you have a lot of body weight to lose, it could be very tough to stay motivated for months on end or even years on end. Similarly, when you are trying to shed that fat and get lean, the body is going to fight you throughout the stages of weight loss. And we all know this. Whether your body hits a true plateau or behaviorally, you create a regimen that puts you into a plateau. Regardless, your weight is going to stop moving. Now, I want to clarify the difference between you creating a plateau and your body placing itself into a plateau. More often than not, in fact, over 75% of people that think there are in a plateau are truly not. 75% of people that fall into this weight stall, it's truly behavioral. What happens is we get tired of the routine. We stop being as strict and consistent with our patterns. We stop measuring our food as closely. We stop being as diligent to the program. Therefore, we stop seeing the results. And as soon as we stop seeing results, we stop adhering to the program. And it just creates this domino effect. And furthermore, we assume then that we are at a plateau, when truly what we just need to do is tighten up that ship. And if we tightened it up like we did when we first started, you would see those results. So going back to the point of taking this diet vacation, giving yourself this small time off will rejuvenate you and create the ability to have you want to adhere to the program, just as you did for those first 3 months. So if you are somebody that has been on a diet or following a regimen for longer than 3 months, and I want to be very clear about this, longer than 3 months. So if you are someone that just started last week, last month, it might not be time yet. You do need to have that consistency involved in order for you to do this. It is almost always the people that want to take the diet break after 2 weeks that are the people that have not gotten themselves into that routine yet to be able to flavor and enhance their schedules, their routines, and their habits to reflect the difference that it'll make into their lifestyle. So people should not skip to the diet break until they have been into this for at least 3 months. So, and also I want to make this very clear. This is not about mental toughness or commitment. How you feel right now is not an indication of how you will be able to adhere to this months down the road. Planning for your diet vacation is about acknowledging the adhereness that you have and the ability that you have to persevere. And it is truly a very smart thing to do. It's no different than an attention span. We know what our attention spans are. We know that if we are sitting down reading a book, that we can only sit down and read the book for so long. This is the same exact thing. Acknowledging that you can't continue with such strictness is something to be very commended. Okay, so diet breaks basically are nutritional periodization. You probably have heard of periodization for many other things. For example, strength training. Anybody that's ever been in a strength training regimen knows that you are going to break up your training into phases. You are going to first go into your strength training, allowing your body to build up muscle. You're going to start out with a strength regimen that you're able to do. Once you complete that, you're going to lift up the amount of weight to a heavier level in order for you to maintain that so that you could build up your muscle. Same thing goes with runners and training for long distances. You're not going to go out and run a distance that you can't complete initially. You're going to do this in phases. Well, dieting works the same exact way. So let me put this into perspective. You are getting your body used to a certain amount of calories and a certain amount of nutrients in each phase. So let's suppose that you have gone through this diet that you're on and you felt really great at the beginning, your motivation was high, you were successful, you lost weight, and now you're kind of feeling that loss of motivation. You are just starting to, let's just say this, you're going through the motions of the diet, but you're finding that you're not actually on the diet. And this is an extremely common thing. I find that this is extremely common with members that have been dieting for about 4 to 6 months. I call it pseudo dieting. This is where people go through the motions. They get up in the morning, they eat the same foods, but then they start to grab, bite, nibble things that they shouldn't. They start to not measure things as strictly. They start to grab extra little treats here and there, but then they get on the scale the next day expecting to see a change, but they don't see a change. Again, pseudo dieting. The consistency starts to wear off, and therefore so do the results. So when you start seeing these things, it is time for you to take a diet vacation. So weight loss should not be a straight slope down. We assume that when you start a diet, that it should look like the roller coaster that you go up, 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 and then straight down like the American Eagle at Six Flags. Nobody really loses weight like that, okay? It's going to go up, and it's going to come down slow with little ridges up and down and up and down and up and down. But the pattern should be a downward trend. Now, if you are somebody that has a weight loss pattern that looks more like a roller coaster that has twirlies and upside downs and spirals, then you know that you have not been consistent. And what happens then is your metabolism is not going to be consistent, and that's not going to lead to good results. And so in that case, consistency is the key, and that is where you need to reframe your thinking and time to take this vacation. All right, so psychological reasons to take a vacation. Diet breaks are a good idea for a mental break. The mental break of why we need to take a diet vacation. Those of you that are on a diet, those of you that have been following a program, you might just need a break from the constant logging, the constant calculating, the constant counting, the mechanics of the diet. Taking a break from all of the mechanics is a good thing for you. However, you need to still mind your boundaries. And so this is where I want to be very clear. Taking a break from a diet does not mean that you are eating all of your favorite things that you haven't gotten to eat for the last 6 months. This doesn't mean that you are having deep fried Twinkies and chocolate covered bacon strips. This just means that you are taking a break from the mechanics of the diet. And I want to be clear of that. You are still following your regimen. You are still exercising. Perhaps you're not looking at the calories that the treadmill says, and you're not worried about how long you're spending at the gym, and you're not charting everything, and you're not graphing everything. You're taking a break from the mechanics of it all. You're going through the motions because you're enjoying it. It is very important that you aren't breaking your routine, because breaking routines are very, very difficult to snap back into. So during this vacation, you want to make sure that you are still adhering to the program, but yet taking a break from those mechanics. Secondly, physiological reasons. It's also very clear that taking a short time off of the diligency of the diet does have metabolic adaptations that are going to take place that will help your metabolism. Now, if you aren't logging your food, I'm here to tell you that no matter what and no matter how brilliant you are and no matter how well-versed you are in nutrition, your calories are going to be off. If you are assuming that you're taking in 1,500 calories, but you're not logging them, you're not measuring them, you're not keeping track of them, more than likely you're going to be off by 10, 15, 20%. So that little influx of calories, meaning that you're getting a little bit more calories, is actually going to help your metabolism. And I'm going to talk about that and how brilliant this could be in helping your metabolic wellness. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about taking a vacation from your diet. So how could getting a few extra 100 calories actually help our metabolisms? Well, to be clear, if you are taking in a few extra 100 calories, let's just say over a week of time or 2 weeks of time, but yet they are continued calories on the regimen that you are eating. In other words, you're eating your normal sandwich, but you're not measuring it. And so now you had a little extra turkey on there, you had a little extra avocado on there. You're not eating 200 extra calories of Tootsie Rolls or ice cream. We're not supplementing these calories with sugar. You are just increasing your calories a little bit because you're not measuring. This influx of calories is adding more intake to your regimen. Now, will you gain weight? If you were to gain weight, it would be very, very minimal. Again, we're talking about 7 days. We're talking about 14 days. But the beauty of this is when we go back to our regimen, now you are revived. Now you are going back to your plan. Now you are going to go back to the diligence of weighing everything and measuring everything, logging everything. You are going to have this deficit again. And this deficit will produce weight loss. So just like that roller coaster that I talked about earlier, where it was going up and down and up and down and up and down, we're breaking this plateau in a sense, because if you are doing the same thing every single day, day in, day out, like I always say, same input, same output, you're not going to see a change. But now we are ruffling things up by creating some change, even though it's not documented, and we are going to create a little bit of ruffling, which is going to actually create a weight loss. But as you may have already figured out by listening to what I've said, this takes diligence, and very, very few people can pull it off. In order to do this successfully, it does need to be planned. More than likely, when you perhaps heard the title of the show, you thought, oh, diet break. This means I can just go back to my old eating ways, go back to my old eating style, go back to eating what I wanted to eat and all the things that I've been craving for the past year. Incorrect. Because if you did that, it would throw you off completely. So to be clear, it does take 3,500 calories to gain a pound. And I realize that over 7 days' time, more than likely, you're not going to take an influx of 3,500 calories. But I am here to tell you that that could happen very easily. Because when you don't log, what does Irene say? It's a fog. And if it's a fog, it becomes a dark black hole. And you get very, very comfortable eating those calories. And when it comes time to get back to the regimen, it is nearly impossible to bring yourself to the point of getting into the logging again, because something very mysterious happens. We don't want to face the music. We don't want to get back to the logging because we know what that means is less food. Be very careful when you do this. It can revive you, but can also be a very slippery slope. Okay, so there's also a controlled diet break. And this one's a little bit different. There are certain populations of people that can benefit from a more structured diet break. If you have been dieting for a long, long time, in fact, if you are somebody that has been doing this so long that you don't even really consider yourself on a diet, this is just the way you are now, this is your lifestyle, it is probably a good thing for you to exercise this. Probably, I would say, 3 times a year, 4 times a year. Physique competitors do this. Athletes do this all the time with a regimen. It is very, very ordinary for people that are on a strict routine to do this. Basically, if someone reports to me that they are not changing their routine and haven't changed their routine, I typically ask them to shake it up. Furthermore, if you are somebody that is experiencing a lot of cravings out of nowhere and have also been following the same regimen, eating the same foods, day in, day out, it's time to take a controlled diet break. So basically, this is what a controlled diet break is, and this is how it's different than the regular diet vacation. First things first, you should not worry about gaining weight during this. All you're going to do is raise your calories by 200 or 300 calories a day. All right, so now this is different because you are still logging, you're still documenting, but you are raising your calories by 200 to 300 a day. You're just taking away watching those macros. You're not paying attention to the proteins, you're not paying attention to the carbs, you're not paying attention to the fats. You are watching your calories and you're just giving yourself that little wiggle room of 200 to 300. Now, truthfully, if you are somebody that diligently logs and puts everything on the food scale, more than likely, your calculations are going to be off anyways, because no one can calculate food that perfectly. You would have to have a food scale in your pocket and a calculator all day long. So more than likely, by giving you an extra 200 calories a day, there's not going to be that much a default anyways. Okay, next thing, you're going to cut your workouts in half. I promise you that by cutting your workouts in half, you're putting your body into a recovery repair mode. Most people hearing this are going to say, what? You're telling me to add 200 calories and cut out my workouts? I'm going to gain weight for sure. But this is not the case. You are resetting your body. Correct. Yes. On paper, in the end, you are ending with more calories, but you're doing this for 2 weeks. You're doing this for 7 to 14 days, because then when you are done with the controlled diet break, you're going back to your regular regimen. We're taking away those 200 calories. We're adding back that cardio. Your body is now well rested. You've gotten to enjoy some of the things that you haven't gotten to enjoy. You've kicked out those cravings, and you are ready to hit this full force. And keep in mind, these are just general guidelines. You don't have to cut your cardio in half. You don't have to cut your weight training in half. If you wanted to cut it in thirds or only add 100 calories, you know, fit what suits you. But from a psychological standpoint and a physiological standpoint, this is what is truly suggested. And I truly base the frequency of these diet vacations and the type of diet vacations that I suggest people take on truly how someone is doing on a mental standpoint, how their mood is, how their cravings are, how their stress is. I had a conversation today with somebody who's been doing amazing on my program. And I actually asked her to sign up for a call today because I sensed that her motivation was dipping too low. And she was at the 4 or 5 month mark of the program. And that is where we lose confidence. And this is what I suggested for her. I asked her to take a small vacation from the regimen. And truly, our conversation, I really believe, empowered her. She was so excited to just think about reducing the restrictions of the diligency of her regimen that immediately I got off the phone with her, and she texted me with the plan that she's going to put into action, because it inspired her to continue. So first things first, plan it out. Secondly, put all of the ducks in order and make sure you know exactly what your plan is. And thirdly, just like a vacation, it is meant for you to go on and come back revived and ready to go for full force action. So hope this helps, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.